Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tan Talk Radio Network. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, on the radio show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, my best friend, my co-host, my sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hey, everybody. Good to be here. I don't know. I can't hear any of them, and so I'm just causing problems.
We're dazed and confused. So how are you, honey?
I'm doing all right. What about you?
Well, you know, it was a tough week.
Yes, it was a very tough week.
Unfortunately, this week I had to, I hate the word put down, but I had to send my dog to Rainbow Bridge, which I can't begin to tell you how difficult it was, and I can't begin to tell you how grateful I am that you were there with me for everything. I got my dog Cash, my little girl Cash. Everybody thinks she's black, she's a boy, but she's a girl. And I got her about 4 months before my mom passed away. She's my very first dog. And she was with me through a lot of really, really tough times. But it's all good now, and she's where she's supposed to be. Are we good, Peter? Are we having problems here? I don't know. We're going good. So anyway, so I want to say thank you to everybody to your kind words. I got probably like over 450 actual comments on Facebook from people giving their condolences for my dog, Cash. So thank you very much. Oh, and one thing. So the next day, the day after this happens, I go to an elder care attorney's office to have a meeting with him. And I walk in, and he gives me this little stuffed animal that looks just like Cash. He's like, is it okay if I give you this? I'm like, yeah, it's okay. As I was crying and everything. She's here. The people on Facebook Live, you can see her. She looks just like Cash.
So her, over there.
So her name is Penny. Get it? Penny Cash.
But P-E-N-N-E, like in Penny Pasta.
Yeah, because you know sometimes you have somebody that spells their name that way and you don't really like the person. You know, like, I might not like Gertrude just because in grammar school I didn't like Gertrude, you know, that Gertrude girl. So this, I haven't had the best pennies with a Y in my life, so she's Penny, P-E-N-N-E. So I want to introduce our friend Michelle Lowak, who has been on the show many times before from Home Care Assistance.
Good morning.
And who is going to, we're going to be doing a lot of chats today about the Alzheimer's Walk. So tell our listeners what they need to do during the show.
Okay, well, we're doing a contest. We're co-sponsoring the casino night at Seasons Bel Air.
Yay.
On September 13th. It is the first event that we'll be doing to get some more awareness for the walk. Linda and Lynn are on the team, and we cannot thank you enough for being on the GFWC Walk to End Alzheimer's Walk Team. It is September 13th. We're having a casino night.
Right.
And it will be at Seasons Bel Air on Ponce de Leon. And anybody who either texts me right now to text a pledge or goes on to the Alzheimer's Walk site, which is the 2018 Pinellas Walk to End Alzheimer's, and hit register, find the team. Our team that we're all on is the GFWC Mission, MissionAlz. That is our walk team. So when you sign up for that walk team between now and 6 p.m. today, or text, or if you just want to sponsor one of the walkers by making a donation online, or like I said, pledging it through a text to one of us.
All right, so where do they text it to?
They can text to my phone, right. 727-641-5483.
And we just want you to text End Alzheimer's.
Correct.
And if you go to our Facebook page, where we're Facebook Live right now, you will also be included if you just text back to us, End Alzheimer's.
Yes. And what that will get you is when you come to the event on September 13th from 4:30 to 7:30, it's going to give you double cash
Casino cash. Chips. Yeah.
Yeah, casino cash.
We're in the money.
Yeah, there's literally two sure bets with this casino night. The first bet is not the fun bet. The first bet is that if we do not find a cure for Alzheimer's and we don't get everybody in the community involved, we don't find a cure, then the statistics will continue to get right. more grim. And that is that once every 65 seconds, we have another person who contracts the disease. Yeah, well, not even diagnosed.
Right.
They just acquire the disease. Only 1 in 10 people who actually have the disease are diagnosed. So that means that there's millions of people walking around that have Alzheimer's. It just hasn't been labeled yet.
And millions more are coming because we're living so much longer.
Exactly. And we don't have the funding to make it happen, to make it real. So Alzheimer's, the color is purple, but we need for people to remember that this is not a Republican or a Democrat. It's a purple
issue.
It's all of us getting
right.
together and
well,
reaching
purple
out.
Purple and red make blue red and red make purple.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And so we hope that everybody will put aside their political differences and reach out to their elected officials, that you think twice before you vote and don't just vote
right.
down party lines. Look and see who has in their scope of their promises.
Taking care of our elders.
Yeah.
Not just Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Taking care of our elders.
To get that funding there for the people to take care of people instead of their own personal interests.
Yep.
Because truly, like I said in the gift that I gave to you all, this affects the elders right now, but it also affects every other person in Pinellas
yeah.
County. So even if you're not touched within your family
directly, you still are.
You're paying higher interest on everything. You're paying higher insurance because of it. And you're risking every time that somebody who has Alzheimer's who does not have the funding or does not have the resources, that they're out on the road driving because they have to. Maybe
yep.
they haven't found a caregiver through caregiver connections.
Right.
So they're burnt out. They're driving.
Right.
And they shouldn't be. And 60% of caregivers die before the person with the disease. So.
And every time I hear that number, I'm like, oh, my goodness, but it's so true. And
yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen people come to my support groups with their loved one, and I see them failing even though they're coming to the support group and we're telling them what the things they need to do for themselves. And I've seen them pass away before their loved one. And then many times the worst scenario becomes true.
Correct.
So, all right, so what do all listeners have to do now? Go online to ALZ.org, right?
Well, no, they're going to go on the 2018 Pinellas Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Okay.
You're going to look for a team, and then it gives you a choice. I'd walk you through it here, but I've already done it, so
okay.
I can't. But it just says register. You're going to look for the team. Our team name is GFWC Mission, MissionENDALZ.
And all this information will be put on our Facebook Live feed here. So if you're so busy listening to the show right now and you don't want to do it this minute, you have till 6 o'clock tonight to be included in the
Correct.
Contest to do that.
Oh, I got to do it.
Or you can text Michelle at
727-641-5483. Some of the prizes that we're giving away, because some people are just like, oh, well, I'm not even sure. So if those statistics have not piqued your interest to make time on September 13th, perhaps some of you enjoy gambling. If you do,
I do.
Okay.
Yes,
so your sure bet for this night, the good one, is that everybody who does that, you're going to get double casino cash when you come to the event. The casino cash will be exchanged for raffle tickets. And the raffle tickets, some of the prizes that we're highlighting right now, there's a $400 travel voucher that
nice.
Can be used anywhere that Southwest
like
Airlines
that.
Flies. So even if you think that you're not touched by Alzheimer's, but you like to travel, then and you like to fly, and you like to fly for free, you could win that. The Seasons is providing a free cruise to one of the attendees.
Woo-hoo!
So somebody will be going
oh,
on
no,
a free
not
cruise.
Lynn, but I'll go.
You could sell it or give it to Linda and I, and we'll go for you.
I'll go for the person who gets the Southwest ticket.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, you can do a swap.
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of wine parties that are valued at $300 a piece, either for your personal
Uh-oh.
Home to gift or to use at your place of business. So with the holidays coming, a lot of people enjoy
mm-hmm.
that.
Just because the holidays are coming, I might have a glass of wine.
Yeah. Just in case you've never tried wine. Yes. Just in case.
Yeah.
There's also a diner around Dunedin. That is a bunch of different gift certificates. To dine around Dunedin and
Dunedin's
support local.
Beautiful.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yes. Dunedin is where Peebles and Gracie, who is one of the sponsors and who gave you your...
My little
commemorative
dog,
puppy Penny. They're located in Dunedin.
Yeah,
so
good people.
There's some amazing gifts. So, you know, can be a little selfish and maybe win those gifts. There's also going to be some very high-end appetizers that are going to be prepared by their new chef team.
Nice.
And in
Come
case
out.
You don't win.
Join us.
Yeah,
at Seasons where?
Seasons Bel Air Memory Care.
Okay.
On Ponce de Leon, and you can call the facility, you can text me, you can hit us up on Facebook to RSVP.
Okay.
We do kind of need to know you're coming so that we can make sure
we'll be there.
For everybody.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll continue this conversation in a little while. I also want to say a shout out to my fabulous producer, Mr. Peter Blake. You know,
it's
Peter,
about time.
I got to say thank you. Last week we broadcast live from the Bowling Alley, and you know, Lynn and I were like, what the heck? But thank you for being there for
us. Absolutely. No problem. Absolutely. And the show sounded great last week, so
yeah.
You guys did a good job.
So, oh my goodness.
Yes.
So what's happening with you today?
Oh, you know what's happening. It's
know.
The Evolution of Sports Talk Radio on Saturday afternoon from 3 to 6. It's the Sports Web. I'm your host, Peter Blake. We'll be talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Third preseason loss to the Detroit Lions, 33-30, recapping that, talking around the NFL, talking about the Tampa Bay Rays, who have been hot lately, and of course, Urban Meyer and Ohio State. Ohio State didn't do the right thing by Courtney Smith, all and more. 727-441-3000 or 866-826-1340. Why do we call it the Evolution of Sports Talk Radio? Because we give you your own walk-up music. We'll let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like
we
those other sports talk
you.
Shows do. It's the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area from 3 to 6. It's the Sports Web. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving
you
something
to
think
about.
Think about.
You know,
yes.
No grass grows under this boy's feet. He's like, go.
One of these days, I'm going to get him to change my answer machine to be his voice, and I'll be calling myself constantly.
Give me a little assignment.
I want that voicemail.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I also want to introduce another guest that we have with us today, Michael Williams, who is from the Tampa Bay Research Institute. Well, you're not from it. You're a proponent of it, a volunteer.
That's right.
So can you tell our listeners, introduce yourself, and tell our listeners, I know you've been a volunteer for quite many years, and you've served in different roles
at
the Institute. Just tell us what it's about.
Yeah, well, thank you, Linda.
Welcome.
I've been involved with Tampa Bay Research Institute for 30 years. As a volunteer, started, you know, just with an advisory committee that was kind of an ambassador to the community, and then eventually spent about 20 years on the board and past chairman a couple of times and currently vice chairman. But thank you for the invitation to join you. I just want to tell you a little bit about who we are and
yeah.
what we do. Tampa Bay Research Institute was established in 1981 in St. Petersburg. And it is a 501c3 nonprofit, and it was the first independent biomedical research facility in Florida. Our mission is to unleash the power of the immune system to treat, cure, and prevent cancer and other debilitating diseases. We also feel that it's our responsibility to educate the next generation of scientists and educate the public about matters about the immune system and science. So,
well, who's going to be taking care of us?
That's right.
We need to give them that education.
That's right. So our scientists have pioneered the discovery of the relationship between viruses and cancer, and we've been awarded a dozen patents over the years and have many publications. Actually, our studies led to the release of a commercial product, a dietary supplement called Immune Extra, that's available on Amazon.com and in various health food stores in the area. And so this has been available for about 12 years. And a lot of the research that we do is from the individuals that have taken this
right.
and give us feedback about what benefits that they have. So,
and what kind of benefits do they have?
Well, there are three areas that we've been studying and that we get a lot of feedback on. Cancer, asthma and allergies, and Alzheimer's. So we're, you know, our ultimate goal is to improve the health and longevity of those suffering from cancer and other life-threatening diseases. And so we're focused on immune therapy.
Okay.
Immunotherapy.
Okay.
Which we were one of the pioneers in that, and we've been doing it a long time. And now, of course, it's being much more accepted in the scientific community.
Right.
So essentially, this particular compound that we developed that's in this, we continue to study this and how it affects the immune system to fight these various diseases. So,
yeah, I mean, it all stems with the immune system.
It really does. And to tie into your discussion about Alzheimer's, and hopefully I'll have my facts correct here, but, you know, currently Alzheimer's affects 5 million people and is the third largest leading cause of death in the elderly. By 2025, Florida will have the country's second most AD residents and will soon be facing, you know, massive increased costs for medical care for treating this disease. So there's definitely an urgency to develop early detection systems and treatments to kind of slow this disease. So we have found anecdotal evidence that this compound and some of the other compounds we're working with, you know, does have some benefit for it. So there's...
Are you just going to say something, Michelle?
I was just going to look up the statistic that... with you saying that it's going to be, we already are.
We're there.
Yeah, we're already there. You know, with the other diseases that you're researching, there is quite a bit of funding. There's been a lot more political push to get a cure for those. And with Alzheimer's, we don't have that support. Mm-hmm. A family with Alzheimer's does not have coverage. They can't get the care in the homes for.
Right.
Paid for by the government or paid for by their Medicare dollars, which is not money that is the government's. It's the money that they paid into the system.
Yeah.
I'm reading this for the first time, truly, and I think this would be a great gift for the holidays. It's made from pine cones. We got the holidays coming up.
Yeah.
How about everybody gets one of these and gives it to a loved one, show that you care?
I mean, decorate their tree with them.
like I want one of these. I don't know how much they are, where we get them, but I want one of those because that, you know, if you've got evidence that it's working, then it's something that
well,
our elders deserve.
It personally touches you too.
It does.
So you take care of your dad.
Yep.
And your dad has Alzheimer's, and he's going to be coming to the Sunshine State soon, though, right?
Yes, he is.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
So. All right. So tell us a little bit more, Michael.
Okay. I guess tell you a little bit about
how does somebody get involved in it?
I was going to say,
they hear you on the radio and they go, "Oh, wow, that sounds interesting to me."
Absolutely. We have various ways you can do that. Certainly, we have what we call a Science Alliance, which is our group of volunteers that organizes all of our events and also does fundraising. Two quick examples: they've developed a relationship with Goodwill where. If you're going to donate clothes or other items, there's a TBRI bin that you can put in, and they will basically pass the money to us.
That's
so we
very
get additional
cool.
fund. Right now, there's just one location at 4th Street and over near 4th Street in Gandy that does it. But also, we have a speakers bureau where we have people go out into the community to speak, for example, at a service club where they have a 20-minute program
right,
at lunch.
Right, the Kiwanis and the Rotary.
That time. Just to spread the word, tell them a little bit about who we are. And our major fundraiser is on October 9th coming up. It's an annual reception where we give everyone an update of our research.
And where is that being held?
It will be at the Hilton at Carillon Park in St. Petersburg. October 9th at 5:30.
And so if somebody wants to come, where do they go to register to buy a ticket? Or
our website, tbri.org.
tbri.org.
Or if they want a phone, 727-576-6675.
All right, so tell me just briefly, tell me something amazing that's happened in the past couple of years with your research.
Well, as you know, as a supplement, it's anecdotal. Not FDI approved,
right.
But we hear, I'm inspired every day by the people that I meet that tell me what benefits they've had. So, for example, We had, years ago, there was a, well, I'll tie in two stories here.
Okay.
There was, years ago, we had a child who, 12-year-old boy, who had a tumor in his chest that was bigger than his heart. And he went through all the traditional therapies, chemotherapy, heavy doses of chemotherapy. And finally, the doctor, it was not working. It was not shrinking. And the doctors
finally... And just poisoning the rest of his body.
That's right. And the doctors finally told him that, I'm sorry, you know, we can't help you, and you have limited time, go home. His grandfather just wouldn't accept
Give up.
That. Yay. So he searched
Yay,
all around.
Grandpa, yeah.
And he found us. And he took the compound, and 3 months later, the child went back to the doctors. One, they were a little surprised to see him, and two, they took some MRIs, and the tumor had shrunk to the size of a golf ball.
Oh, my goodness.
And they ultimately went in and removed it, and it was dead tissue. And this, he'd only been taking it 3 months. So very dramatic in that sense. One of our principal investigators, Dr. Bradley, was one of our first interns, and I'll talk a little bit about our education program. He was one of our first interns years ago. He was in Eckerd, went to Eckerd. He was an Eckerd professor. And he had been doing work with our president and co-founder, Dr. Tanaka, for years. He had been doing work together. Well, when this happened, he decided to leave his tenured position at Eckerd and come work with us full time.
Wow, that's huge.
They basically said, we're not sure why this happened, but we have to investigate.
We got to figure it
out. What it is. So he's been with us for a long time, and that's so we get stories a lot of people come in and tell us the benefits of cancer. The asthma, allergies, that type of thing. And
all right, well, we'll talk about a little bit more about that in a little bit, because right now we need to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the scoop, guys. If you don't hear from your partners, you don't hear from me. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
That's what friends are for good times and bad times. I'll be on your side forever.
The first shot came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838. For your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. Christine M. Payne is a dedicated educator, speaker, and wellness advocate for over 20 years. She is a champion in supporting caregivers and their families with personalized and tailored wellness plans and continued mentorship programs. ChristineMPayne.com was created to provide a resource for health, hope, and emotional healing to every home through the gift of essential oil. Christine has a servant's heart, and her mission is to empower caregivers with educational services and natural healthcare solutions. As a national an international speaker and educator, Christine has provided the tools for individuals, corporate pilot programs, and service organizations on the topic of essential oils and proactive self-care. Did you know 60% of caregivers say they do not adequately take care of their own physical and emotional needs? Please contact Christine at 941-387-6800 or visit her at ChristineMPayne.com. That's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E-M-P-A-Y-N. tampabayne.com to start your journey of proactive self-care and for a complimentary class and wellness consultation.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413. Promo code Linda. Don't delay. Call today.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. Remember, listen to that caregiver affirmation and give yourself a break. We have a little tip here from Dr. Colette Chesko, Dr. C.
Oh, I like Dr. C.
You know, she just moved to Seminole from St. Pete. So she's now at Gentle Touch Chiropractic, 10575 68th Avenue North Seminole. Makes me so happy. I don't have to drive to St. Pete. So it's really wonderful. And the question that was sent in by one of our listeners was, I heard that chiropractic can help my diabetes. Is this true? And Dr. C says, yes, chiropractic can actually help with diabetes. In fact, all organs in the body will function better if your spine is in alignment. The brain communicates with the pancreas by the nerves that exit the spine. So if you have experienced symptoms such as craving sweets, especially between 2 and 4 p.m. in the afternoon, aches or pains in your sides, or a history of reoccurring acid reflux, these are early signs that diabetes may be in your future.
Oh.
Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure. So, you know, chiropractic is really important, I feel. I've been going to Dr. C for about 4 years now. I go twice a week for chiropractic, and if I need acupuncture, and I'm going to be 65 this year. I'm not on any meds. I feel really good. So think about this, because there's many ways, just like with this immune system stuff, there's many ways that we can take care of ourselves without taking a whole bunch of drugs and all that.
65, Lenny.
Oh. I know, and I'm going to get silver sneakers.
Oh,
I can't wait.
I'm going to buy you a pair of silver sneakers.
We'll be asking for some sneakers.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Michelle, repeat our contest for our listeners again, please.
Okay, so some people are taking advantage of this contest. Thank you, Maureen. And for those of you who are commenting right now, we have a contest going. Anybody who joins the team, meaning goes to the 2018 Pinellas Walk to End Alzheimer's and signs up to either become a team member or to donate to a team member, you will double your cash. So it's a sure bet. You're going
to
get...
And Michelle, can you explain to our listeners that although someone signs up for the team, doesn't mean they have to do the walk.
Absolutely.
Because some people want to be part of our team, but because of physical or work-related things or whatever, they can't do the walk. So can you just explain that a little bit, please?
Yeah. Signing up for the team does not obligate you to be at the event. We do have many people that are on our team this year and in years past.
And they're not even in the state.
They're not in this state, or they are in this state, and like you said, due to other obligations, due to physical limitations. Our top fundraiser last year, who does have Alzheimer's, he and his wife have chosen this year that they will not be at the event.
Right.
Unfortunately, the circumstances won't allow that this year. That doesn't mean that they did not step up and already do a $100 donation to make sure that the efforts still are heard. They're sharing it at the GFWC website. They're talking it up around town. So you do not have to participate the day of the event. So if you don't want to walk, if you don't want to get sweaty, if you need to do something else that day.
Well, like, we have the show, you know.
You have the show. I have a baby shower that day.
Yay.
So, I'll be at a baby shower. I won't be there. But
doesn't mean you're not supporting it.
Exactly. So you can do this from your computer, even if you're bedbound. We have people that are bedbound that are on our team. So let's all get together. It takes 2 seconds. I know that everybody out there, even if you have a flip phone, you're on Facebook. You're on social media. It costs you absolutely nothing to either sign up for the team, to share the posts, or to come out to the event. It costs you $5.
Okay, and what do they have to do now on Facebook and on texting?
Either text 727-641-5483, ENDALZ, and that will get you into double your money and a sure bet on September 13th at Seasons Bel Air at Casino Night. You can comment on Linda's Caregiver Connection page. You can be on Facebook. Comment on any of the stuff we have out on social media. Share it on your Twitter. Just get the word out there. This is something that is affecting everyone. If you have children or grandchildren, do it because you love them, even if you don't have a family member.
Well, and our kids need an education, because who's going to be taking care of us? You know, all my grandchildren get it because this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
They get it, and their friends get it because they come by my house, and this is what we do. But every child is going to be dealing with that, whether it's an immediate family member or not, or an uncle or a neighbor or a teacher or whatever.
Yeah.
So we need to educate them so that they won't, and so they're not fearful.
Correct.
Because there are a lot of people our age that are fearful of the disease. And the disease is going to be there whether you're fearful or not. And it's much better to handle it not being fearful.
And I would, you're probably not going to like me to say this, but I would say you better be terrified of it, because there is nothing more hideous than dementia. There just isn't.
Yeah.
So be afraid, but do something about it. Don't let it paralyze you. Share the message. Get on the team. Double your money. Come have fun. Maybe win a cruise. Maybe win some money to travel on Southwest Airlines.
I know. I'll be having a little cocktails. Lynn will be at the gambling table because that's her thing. I'll give you all my chips.
And just so you... Whoa. So we're going to... A pooled effort. I like that.
Well, let me make a comment here so I get more chips.
Yeah. A pooled effort. One thing that you do want to remember, too, is that Seasons has pulled out all the stops. This is not just volunteers that are coming out to do this. They have hired a professional casino company.
That's very cool.
They are turning Main Street into a casino. So you're going to want to don your purple or don your little black dress whatever, and come out and enjoy the night, because the food is going to be high-end, the alcohol and the water will also be there for beverages.
Seasons does a wonderful job.
Yeah, they're
amazing. And you were talking about preventive stuff, and with the chiropractor, they also know that everything with prevention really does help. So everybody who comes will be getting a Seasons toothbrush. And you go, what is a Seasons toothbrush have to do with it? Gum disease. If you're not flossing and brushing your teeth every day, you're opening that door to dementia and to other autoimmune diseases and other
things.
Isn't
that amazing?
So, because they care about not only their residents, but also the community, everyone who walks through the door will be getting a Procter & Gamble toothbrush.
And anyone that gets an education that just doesn't realize that.
Yeah, like who knew that brushing your teeth wasn't just so that you have pearly whites? It's
exactly.
it can protect your heart. It can protect you from diabetes.
It's huge.
It's not a selfish thing that we're doing. We're trying to help the whole community.
Yeah.
So come out, get your toothbrush, and let's brush off this disease.
Oh, very good.
Love you, Michelle. Okay, Michael, let's talk a little bit about TBR.
Tampa Bay
TBRI
Research Institute.
Yeah,
right?
Somebody. What were you telling me during the break?
Somebody wants the name again.
Somebody has asked for the name again.
Immune Extra.
Oh, he knows.
Immune Extra. I hope he knows.
It's the holiday gift.
Yeah,
and it can be purchased at health food and on Amazon.
Amazon.com. There's various health food stores in the area that cover it. Actually,
if I go to Amazon and I put in Immune Extra, I'm only going to get that one. I'm not going to get a whole bunch of other stuff.
There wouldn't be anything else. Yes.
Okay. Because sometimes you get a whole bunch of stuff. So
we might have to get some of that. Home care assistants might need to buy that and make that one of the giveaways.
Oh, that would be a good thing.
That's wonderful.
I think home care assistants will do that.
There's stores like Rolling Oats and St. Pete carry
people that get it.
I just want to tell you one quick story about our education program. We do feel that it's important to kind of educate future scientists. And there's one shiny example I'd like to share with you. I told you about Dr. Bradley, who we consider the first intern that we had. But we've had over 50 that have come through and trained and gone on to advanced degrees. Some became researchers. Some became scientists, did different things. The latest shiny example, Jessica Mandula, was an Eckerd student, came to us in 2014 as an intern. And she, like many college students, wasn't sure what she wanted to do in life and what direction she wanted to go. So she came into our intern program and really just...
blossomed.
She absolutely lived at the Institute. We ended up actually having her own lab. And she progressed to the point where we actually hired her as a research assistant, and she was kind of the right-hand person for Dr. Bradley.
Wow.
And so she really became inspired, really blossomed, and she just this month got accepted into the highly coveted Moffitt Center Interdisciplinary Graduate Program on Oncology. Oh, nice. So she is furthering her education, and maybe someday she'll circle back and come back to us. So
what kind of volunteer opportunities are available for adults, for children through this? So, because that's how she started out, right?
She was an intern. Now, as far as volunteers, as I mentioned, the Science Alliance group, we have a women's group that meets periodically on women's issues and has different speakers come in. You can support our events, like what we have coming up on October 9th, our annual meeting. So there's, you know, there's a lot of ways from that standpoint, and certainly donations. The majority of our funding is individual donations. We do get some private foundations. We do get some government grants occasionally. But the heart of it is kind-hearted individuals who make donations.
Yeah.
So the support, you can always go to our website, tbri.org, to make donation. But effectively, it's, you know, in many ways you can do that.
Yeah, so listeners, go to the website. Check it out and see what's there. Like I say, there are a lot of alternative things that can help you and that can help your loved one. I want to mention the caregiver contest. Our caregiver contest winner, the gentleman that won a couple weeks ago, what's his name again?
Harry,
yeah. He may be able to come in a couple of weeks. Jameson. He may be able to come in a couple of weeks, and he was so delighted to win that caregiver contest. So go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com and nominate a caregiver. We're not particular. We put all the names in a hat, and we just pick out one because you're all winners to us, and we really appreciate that, and we really care about you, and we want to acknowledge you because I don't know what we would do without the caregivers, whether they're professional, whether they're family, whatever. They go through a lot of sacrifice, and they do a lot to be caregivers. So for a caregiver to get some respite time and a massage and a haircut and a few other good things is always really good. So please go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. And enter a caregiver. You can also download the affirmation. And you can also hear all the shows. And I hear music coming here. So that means it's time for you to be quiet, Linda. And it's time, Linda. And it's it's time to hear from our partners. Because you know I only have partners that are the bomb. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio. That's what friends are
for the time. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on, and they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, you know what that means? When you hear that horns, it means Lynn's got something good to tell you. So get your pen and paper, because here we go, girl.
Okay.
Okay.
On August 28th, Art and Courts of Largo is having two seminars. Session one from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. is Promises in Caregiving and Why You Shouldn't Make Them. A complimentary lunch will be served from 11:30 until noon. And then session two from noon to 1 p.m. is on guilt, anger, and stress and working through it as a dementia caregiver. RSVP to 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411.
Remember, knowledge is power. And for this seminar, you don't have to go to both parts, so you have an opportunity. So I know caregivers, it's tough to get out sometimes, but
please just go for lunch. Don't tell Art and Courts I said that. On September 1st, from 2 to 3:30 p.m., Sages Theater is presenting Denying Gravity at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Palm Harbor. Admission is free. RSVP to 727-536-7076. 727-536-7076.
And that is a great performance that I hear. It's very funny also.
Good. On September 13th, 14th, and 15th at 7:30 p.m. and on September 16th at 2 p.m., Theater Exceptionelle Performance Art for and about and including adults with disabilities is presenting Bye Bye Birdie at the Central Park Performing Arts Center in Largo. Please call for tickets at 727-587-6793. That's 727-587-6793. Sorry.
We need to get our tickets for that. It's like, bye, bye, Birdie.
And Margaret's in it.
Oh, my God. That was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
Me too. The Kiwanis Breakfast Club of Seminole.
Yay, Kiwanis!
And the City of Seminole are again hosting the Field of Honor, honoring our veterans. The flags will be placed on the front lawns of the Seminole City Hall and the adjacent post office from November 1st to December 1st. Each flag will have a customized streamer. The streamer cost is $35. To sponsor a flag, go to www.kiwanisseminolebreakfast.com.
Yay. And we're going for 300 flags this year. I think we're going to do it. And
I got mine.
Oh, my God. I got mine, too. It's just so amazing. You got to get yours.
I got mine. For
you got yours?
Good. Oh, not this year.
Yeah, you have to. Then we get two streamers on it.
Yeah, because you can put the one from last year and add to it. So, like, I have three streamers for my dad, three streamers for my husband, and whatever. But it's, you know, $35 to honor someone. Who has, you know, is just unbelievable.
And it's always windy at that time of year for some. I know because of the Christmas lights and that when it starts to. And the flags just, oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's like, God bless America.
It's beautiful.
All right, we need to wind things up here. So, Michelle, what's the last thing you want to say to our listeners? Oh, and you had about another event you wanted to tell them.
I was just going to say, you forgot about an event. August 28th.
She didn't know that. You didn't know about it.
There is a phenomenal speaker. So at the BLS Professional Development Committee meeting, which is always the last Tuesday of the month at Suncoast Hospice at the Gathering Place, our speaker, starting at 9 a.m. this Tuesday, is none other than Miss Linda Burns.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yes.
And I didn't talk about
no,
it.
No.
Yeah. So come join us. I hope that you'll come in and check it out. And we're hoping to have you and your organization in November.
Thank you.
Set from 9 to 10:30 at the Gathering Place.
Okay. And give one last thing about this contest now, because we're going to be going off the air soon.
Oh, September 13th, you want to have that sure bet to double your casino cash. So sign up for the GFWC Mission ENDALZ walk team, and join Home Care Assistance, Peebles and Gracie, and Seasons, and let's end Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Let's change the way the world ages together.
Hey, perfect. Whoever thought there'd be a cure for polio, whoever, you know, a lot of other things, AIDS, you know,
cancer,
a lot
anything.
Of, unbelievable.
It takes everybody working, but this is just, this is...
It's devastating.
It's
it is. So thank you, caregivers. I know that when you're dealing with someone that has dementia and Alzheimer's, it's really tough. So I'm so grateful for you, and I want you to know that. I love you guys. So, Michael, what last words do you have for us?
Well, thank you for having me today.
Thank you for being here.
I enjoyed it. Just to say, go to tbri.org, learn more about us, and our annual event on October 9th at the Hilton in Caroline Park.
So people can go there to donate money. People can go there to volunteer. People can go there to find out about your research.
Yes.
Are there different programs that people go into at certain times, research programs? Are there certain times of the year, or does it change all the time?
You mean the work that we do?
Mm-hmm.
It's ongoing in these three areas that we're focusing on right now.
Okay.
So it's progressing well.
Okay. All right, guys, think about going out to the Alzheimer's Walk or just participating or going to the event at Seasons. What I really want you to do, though, is I want you to go over to your neighbor today who's a caregiver for somebody, and I want you to bring them a flower or a casserole or a hug, and just tell them what a good job they're doing, because I hate to say it, it's very sad that caregivers become very, very isolated, and they're home by themselves, and they're taking care of their loved one, because we, their friends and their neighbors, and many times don't know how to handle it. Well, we got to buck up, and we got to handle it. And you got to remember what these people are going through, what their loved one is going through, because it could be any of us at any time of day today. This is a rapid disease. It's not getting any better. It's like, as Michelle said earlier, every 65 seconds.
That's very scary.
It's very scary.
You're right.
It's very scary.
But get involved.
But, yeah, get involved, because things do happen. When people get involved and when we get together, we can figure it out and we can make a difference. So I love you guys. I'm so glad that you're here this week. I know how valuable your time is. Please enter the contest. Please come hear me speak or go to one of the other events that are going on. Like us on Facebook on Connecting Caregivers Radio. Thanks so much for spending time with us. We look forward to seeing you next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, nothing's going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon. Call.